The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Mission statement. The company that you work for likely has a mission statement, clearly defining who and what they are, helping to direct their business model, goals, and activities. Unless you have already done so, I encourage you to develop your own personal mission statement, something that is specific, clear, concise, and realistic. Your statements must be realistic, that with God's help, you can accomplish them. Luke 14. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Be sure that your mission matches scriptural concepts, that it has a firm foundation in God's Word. Proverbs 29 tells us that when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Remember that God expects you to plan and that He will ultimately be the one who directs your steps. Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Psalm 37. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Proverbs 16:9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Friend, your entire mission statement is to be created in the context of the phrase, Lord willing. James 4. Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas, you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. It is important to create your mission statement with faith and belief. Personally, I would not include acquiring things, but focus more on accomplishments. Consider the words of Jesus found in Mark chapter 11. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. As you think through your statements, remember that no matter how those items play out, God means it for good, to conform you to the image of his Son. Romans 8:28-29. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. At the heart of our mission statement here at Call to Worship is this statement: the purpose and mission of Call to Worship is to call the world to worship and praise, to glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Found in Psalm 34, verse 3. Reflect on your mission statement regularly. Memorize it. You might even post it on the mirror that you use each morning before starting your day. And it wouldn't hurt for you to read it aloud. A quote that has stayed with me for many years is attributed to Williams College: climb high, climb far. Your goal, the sky. Your aim, the star.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.